Donald Trump's anti-Kamala Harris ad blitz kicks off, dangerously liberal. By Hannah Knudsen on July 30, 2024. A blitz of ads against Vice President Kamala Harris began Tuesday as part of a $12 million effort to showcase that the woman largely coronated by the left, without a single vote cast for her to be at the top of the ticket, is dangerously liberal. The multi-million-dollar effort kicked off with an ad titled "I Don't Understand." It showcases Harris's failure on the border despite her being tasked with that issue, regardless of the media's attempted cover-up of that fact. In fact, members of the establishment media called Harris a border czar at least 8 times since March 2021, when President Joe Biden tasked Harris to lead our efforts with Mexico in the Northern Triangle and the countries that need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border, as Breitbart News detailed. Media personalities who reported that were from CNN, MSNBC, CBS News, and ABC News. Related, FMR. Obama ICE Director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden regardless of if she was czar. As he's failed us. Under Harris, over 10 million illegally here. A quarter of a million Americans dead from fentanyl. Brutal migrant crimes, and ICE is now here. The narrator says before the ad shows a moment from Harris's resurfaced interview with Lester Holt, who said to her at the time, "You haven't been to the border. And I haven't been to Europe. I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making," Harris responds, gigging. Kamala Harris. Failed. Weak. Dangerously liberal, the ad ends. Watch. According to Politico Playbook, the new offensive suggests that, after a week of scrambling to find the best message for attacking Trump's new rival, his campaign ad makers are sticking with the tried and true. What's conspicuously not included are suggestions that she's a DEI hire, allegations she covered up Biden's mental state, clips of her laughing, mentions of Venn diagrams or any of the other attacks that have gone viral among the MAGA faithful but do little to move the needle among a broader audience. In turn, Harris's campaign is expected to announce what Politico Playbook described as a large media buy later this morning, coming on the heels of a $50 million commitment last week from the Future Forward Super PAC. That comes on the heels of Harris raising $1.5 million at a fundraising event featuring Yo-Yo Ma, James Taylor, and, of course, Harris. That is significantly less than the $2 million J.D. Vance, R.O., former President Donald Trump's running mate, raised at a lunchtime fundraising event. It also comes as the Trump campaign stays the course, reminding voters that criticisms of Harris have nothing to do with her gender or race but do concern her leftist positions. It has everything to do with competence, and Kamala Harris has proven to be just as incompetent as Joe Biden, Trump campaign national spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said during a recent appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. The wide-open southern border, a weak foreign policy that led to war in Ukraine and strengthened Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East to attack Israel, she said, noting that Harris also supported every single one of Joe Biden's terrible economic policies that created the worst inflation crisis in a generation. "We will make sure every voter knows where Kamala Harris stands on the issue. She is to the left of Bernie Sanders. She's dangerously liberal. We cannot afford her leadership in the Oval Office. And that will be our goal between now and Election Day for the next 101 days. To ensure every voter knows how radically liberal Kamala Harris is," she added.